I shall rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for this time. And, you know, one of the most difficult things many believers face today is remaining in the rest of God. And I've been going back and forth and say, Lord, what do you want me to speak on? He says, well, what are you doing today? And what have you been doing during these difficult times? Where have you been? Are you resting? Are you stressing? Just what are you doing? And I was like, well, I know I should be resting, but I can tell you, I have been stressing, and I know you know that. I said, I have to do better in that area. And I said, Lord, I need you to help me with that. He said, that's what I'm here for. And however, if you have experienced the rest of God, you will quickly know when you stepped out of it. And I knew immediately when I stepped out of rest. My chest got tight. I started prancing back and forth, started sweating, talking to myself. And I'm sure you may say, she did all that? Yeah, I'm human. And guess what? I wasn't the only one. I'm sure you have too, a time or two. But you know what was so good about the Lord? He's yet there. He's with me. And even when I get out of rest, he's just waiting for me to come back. He's waiting. And you know, in the rest of God, there is peace. And this is what we have to lock into. There is peace beyond comprehension. You know, because there are things going on in your life and maybe you might run into someone or you're talking to someone on the phone and they say, how are you doing? And, you know, you may have some of everything breaking loose in your life. And when you're in the rest, when you're in God's rest and you have that peace, just say, you know what? I'm doing great. Thank the Lord. Praise God. I'm trusting God. I believe God and everything is going to work out fine. And you know what? After they walk away or you hang up the phone, you may say to yourself, now remember you said that, right? Because that's what I had to say to myself. I said, okay, wait a minute. I said, but that's right. I said, because you know what? Because the Lord reminded me. He said, I told you in my word to roll all your cares over on me because I care for you and I love you. And I want you to stay in the rest. See, you will find no laboring in the flesh if you're in the rest of God. But when you're not in his rest, oh, you're laboring. Believe me, you are. And you know, I looked at Hebrews 4 and 10, which says, when we enter into the rest of God, we cease from our own works. In other words, we stop trying to make it happen in our own strength and simply believe what God says. And we rest in that. That's the thing. We have to believe what God says in his word and rest in that. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to figure out how is he going to do it. You know, it's funny. We say, Lord, I trust you. And you go to him and you pray and you say, Lord, I'm trusting you to do this. This is what's going on. And as soon as you finish saying that out of your mouth, your brain starts. And you're still trying to figure out, how am I going to do this? How am I going to work this out? Who should I call? Oh, I wonder when is the Lord going to do this? Is he going to do it this way? Is he going to do it that way? That's not resting in the Lord. That's resting in you. And that's not what he wants for us. He said rest in him. And you know, the definition of rest means quiet. It means calmness, tranquility, peacefulness, serenity, and stability. Now, just knowing that I was scheduled to bring message, all of a sudden I started getting anxious, started getting worked up. And the Lord said, I thought you were resting. What's going on? I said, Lord, forgive me. He said, calm down. Just calm down. I said, to calm myself down. I said, Lord, I love you. And I know you love me. He knows me better than I know myself. He does. And he's so good like that. You know, he constantly reminds me. He says, look, I'm your father. I love you. I'm not making fun of you. I'm not going to embarrass you. Just, this is me you're talking to. I said, okay, thank you. And you know, the rest of God is a place of trust. That's another thing. It's a place of trust, and it's a place of knowing it's done. Not going to be done, but it's already done. You've got to get in that place that when you go before God with His word, that it's already done. Your job is to trust, and that keeps you in rest. Not, you know, say it out of your mouth because it's in your head, but you got to get that down in your heart. You've got to get it down in your heart. A place of trusting God completely. I mean, with everything, no matter what it looks like, no matter what comes up again, if you get a letter in the mail and you thought it was situation was already taken care of, say, you know what? I don't mean any harm, but I don't care what that says because I'm trusting God. He already said He's got it. And you know what? I believe God and I trust God. It says, it's not a place of trying to make it happen by yourself. And that's what we do. Weddingtons, we're fixers, okay? And that's something that was embedded in us from children. You fix everything. No matter what it looks like, and let's all get together, pitch in, and let's fix it. And I said, Lord, help me to get out of that mode. Because He says, you come to me, and I told you I got it. And there you are all in the way, trying to direct traffic, trying to tell me what to do. I said, God, forgive me. I said, Lord, I'm going to do better. I am. I said, you will know when you stepped out of rest from God, when you begin to get frustrated and weary of what's going on. It's like, oh my God, when is this thing going to end? See, you're not resting. You stepped out of rest. You know, you put a time limit on it. Well, Lord, I thought you was going, you know, I told you this needed to be done by such and such a time, and it hasn't happened. You know, I am paying interest on this thing, and it's not right. Yes, He knows that. He's going to take care of it. Believe me, He is. He's going to put an end to it. He's going to put an end to it. Because you know what? He is not going to let the world take advantage of you. He's not. So you know what? Just take a deep breath. And you know what? You know, okay, Lord, I'm going to give it to you. I mean it this time.
Right.
I mean it this time. So you know when you stepped out of rest, when you are laboring hard to get it done, and nothing is going right. I mean, nothing. You have tried everything. So now, I said, I trust God. Why am I still up in the mix? Why am I not, when the situation comes or something, a distraction, why do I not stop and say, Lord, I thank you. The way is already made. I trust you. Put a smile on your face and walk around like the child of God that you are. Said, my daddy, you know, when we were coming up, I don't care what we needed, we went to David Weddington, because that's our daddy. And you know what? We never laid up at night trying to figure out, I wonder if daddy's going to answer that. I wonder if daddy's going to have enough money. I wonder if daddy's going to do that, if it's going to be there tomorrow morning when we went. Never crossed our mind, because we made the request. He answered the request, and we kept it moving. And I said, Lord, forgive me. He said, now, if you put that much trust and confidence in your natural father, what about me? And I've taken care of everything for you. It's already done. I said, God, forgive me. Forgive me. He said, I am not condemning you. I am not beating up on you. I'm just reminding you of who I am. And I want you to trust me. You know, Matthew 11:28 in King James Version, it says, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then I read it in the Contemporary English Version. And it says, if you are tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. I was like, wow. I said, Lord, that is good word. Say, if you're tired of carrying it, just come to Him and He'll give you rest. Apparently, you're not tired of it because you're still carrying it. Just let it go. I said, Lord, forgive me. I said, what is it? He said, well, you know, you guys, I love you, but you know, you always got to have your hands on it. If your hand's not on it, you feel it's not going to happen. You've got to have it. I said, Lord, I am taking my hands off of it. I am. I said, I know you're going to help me do it. I said, because I do trust you. I said, more importantly, I know you love me. You love me. And because you love me, you make sure that everything comes out right for me. Everything comes out right for our household. I said, Lord, I trust you. I said, thank you for reminding me how much you love me. And to remind me that I need to stay in the rest. It's enough things going on in this world. We should not allow the pressures of the world to run us. We should not be moved by our five senses. We should not. That is not being in the rest. That is being moved by what you see and what you feel and what you hear. And the Lord tells us to not be moved by these things. We're supposed to trust God for everything. And the thing is, it's already done. It's already done. Stay in the rest. I don't mean to sound like I'm fussing, because I'm not. I tell you, when the Lord gives you messages, when he speaks through us, it's to us first. And I thank God. I said, Lord, thank you for loving me enough to keep reminding me, hey, I got it. I got your back. I just want you to rest. You know, just like, I said, Lord, just like with your finances, I said, now, you have enough money to take care of everything that I have. And enough that I could have left over where I could be a blessing to somebody else and to somebody's else. I said, what is wrong with me? I said, it doesn't make sense that I'm so locked in to just what I see. I said, well, like they tell you, well, this is what your income is going to be for the month. So you figure, well, I better stay within that, because, you know, I'm not going to get any more. And I've even had people tell me, well, I'm not going to give my tithe or my offering because I got to take care of this, that, and the other. And if I do that, then I am not going to have enough to take care of my bills. Oh, yes, you will. Mm-hmm. The Lord said he makes us rich and he adds no sorrow. He makes us rich and he adds no sorrow. He doesn't want us living in sorrow. He doesn't want us living in lack. None of those things are for us, not for the child of God. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to us in abundance, because he wants us to live the abundant life. And the provisions come from God. Our God should be our source of supply. And if he's our source of supply for everything, you will stay in the rest. Because when you need something, you will go to the distribution center, which is him, for whatever it is. I don't know if you've ever seen the distribution center. They are huge for whatever particular company. If they have certain products, that distribution center is where they all come for how many other locations that they need to supply. They run there and they get whatever it is they need. They truck it up or train it up or fly it or whatever. And that's where they go for supply. That's what our Heavenly Father is. We don't have to labor. You know where your source is? Go to it and then rest. That's it. Just rest. God, you know what? God doesn't pressure us. He doesn't. God compels us and leads us and draws us, but he does not pressure or push us. When we feel pressured, you know what? Stop. And you need to get back in the rest. To stop. God is not putting pressures on us. That's that other guy. That's the other guy. You know, like I said before, I'm a very proactive person. And I could be in my place, in my space, and I'll start and I'll see something. I say, oh, let me go over there and fix that. I'll take care of that. And in the meantime, as I'm going to take care of that, I see something else. In the midst of that, so I stop from doing that and I jump over here and I do something else. And then I see woman, I said, well, you know, I got time. Let me go over there and take care of that too. So there now, I've got three things all that I'm involved in at the same time. And I said, Lord, what's wrong with me? That's what I want to know. He said, that's not the way it's supposed to be. I want you to come to me and me only. He said, and when you do that, I'll take care of all of that. He says, but if you're going to keep working, I'm going to rest. He said, I told you I want you to rest. But you keep working at it? Well, I'm just going to wait till you finish. I'll wait on you and say, okay, what you going to do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I said, well, Lord, I'm sorry, but I felt that I need to try to help you out and make it happen. Don't do that. Don't. Because you know what? We're not smarter than God. I don't care how much education you have. I don't care how much experience you have. You are not smarter than God. So why labor when you can rest? He left the word here for us. It's already done. All you need to do is get that word, lock into it, and stay in it. Rest, 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 rest. And watch God's hand move. I'm telling you, it says when trouble comes and you start to panic, Satan knows that, man, here he comes. He's going to try and load you up and make you feel desperate. You are alone. God forgot about you. And he will try to convince you to make decisions that you know good and well were not directed by God. They weren't. And a lot of people say, how in the world did I... How did I get in this fix? Because you know what? You used head knowledge instead of wisdom from God. Because he'll tell you what to do. He'll give you a set of instructions, and you know what? That's what he wants you to follow. That's what keeps you in rest. Well, look, I got this, but you know what? I don't care. It's just like driving. You could be driving somewhere, and it's the same way you drive every day. And this particular day, the Lord said, don't go that way. Don't get in no argument. I'm going to go this way anyway. This is the way I always go. This is the fastest route. If the Lord tell you don't go that way, don't go that way. And if you do decide that you're going to do it anyway, let me tell you something. I guarantee, because this happened to me, I was like, oh, man, why did I come this way? Look at this traffic. And I'm sitting, and I'm sitting, and I'm sitting. And you know what? First thing pops in my head. Well, you know, the Lord told you don't go that way, didn't you? But you did that anyway. And this is what he was trying to keep you away from. But no, this is your way. This, you know this route. This is the shortest version. I said, Lord, you tell me not to do something. Guess what? I'm not doing it. I'm going to stay in the rest. I'm going to stay in the rest. Because see, you know everything. You see everything. You know what's ahead of me. You know what's behind me. It's no surprise to you when I come to you and say, Lord, help me. He's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You're asking me to help you? Or what's going on? No, the Lord is always with us. He's always, always, always. He wants to be first. He wants us to come to him first for everything. Everything. Not when you just get in there and keep making a mess of it. Just go to him first. And you know what? It won't get so messy. Just go to him. He said, that's the rest I'm talking about. You need to wait for God's next set of instructions. If not, you will find that you have stepped out of rest. And now you're operating in works. And that's a bad place to be. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. I said, now I have quoted that scripture over and over almost like all my life. But I want you to hear it in the Message translation. It says, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. I was like, yikes. Whew. I said, Lord, gotta get that word in my heart. And when it's in your heart, that's what will come out your mouth. Stop trying to act like you know it all. No, I don't. And you know, and there are more believers listening to the world system. Do this, do that. I was like, you know what? And they make it look so convincing on television, or these emails they send you, or these text messages. If you do this, we'll do that for you, and you don't have to worry, and we're going to lower their interest rate. And if you're paying this much, you don't have to. And oh, they make all kinds. And it's funny, because I was looking at TV the other day, and they were running this commercial, and I said, hey, that's the same guy I saw on another commercial. The Lord said, right. He said, that guy's getting paid to lie. That's what he's doing. I was like, ain't that something? I said, now see, people are looking, they thinking, hey, this guy, he's good. You know, he's for real. No, he's not. They're paying him to say that. They're paying him to say that. And you'll see him on another commercial, they're paying him to say that too. So now, who are you supposed to be believing? Now, if they weren't paying him, guess what? You wouldn't be saying that, I promise you. We got so many companies, oh, we'll do this for you, we'll do that for you. If you don't have this, when things come up, this could go wrong. But if you have this coverage, guess what? This will happen. And then when something happens, they act this like you don't have. They find every kind of way to find a way to get out from having to reimburse you or take care of that problem. See, that's the world system. But let me tell you something. When we go to God and we give it to Him, you don't have to worry. He makes everything come out right, and I have to keep saying that. I keep reminding, Vape, don't panic. God makes everything come out right. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say on the job. I don't care what the world says. I trust God. I am going to stay in the rest. He says, ceasing from your works is ceasing from anything accomplished by your hand or your mind. Regarding your situation, ceasing from your works is ceasing from anything accomplished by your hand or mine regarding your situation. Do you hear me? And yet, you are yet trying to do it yourself. When you're supposed to cease from your labor, we still jump in there, still trying to make it happen. You must remember, it's the word of God that does the work, not the one holding on to it. It's the word of God that does the work, not you holding on to it, you trying to make it happen. It's the word of God. Let God's word work for you. He will do things for you. I'm telling you, be like, oh my God. And people say, hey, whoa, how this happened? You know what? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. That comes from when you rest in Him. He will show the world up. Do you hear me? Oh, y'all thought y'all had it going on? Uh-uh. Let me show you how I bless my children. Let me tell you what I do for my kids. You can't come close to what God's going to do for His children through His word. But our job is to rest in that word and not be moved. If you're feeling frustrated and weary from a situation and you've probably stepped out of the rest of God, or perhaps you never really entered into the rest. Sometimes you say, well, I don't understand it. This is not making any sense. But did you really rest in Him? Did you really go to Him? Did you really roll the care over on Him? Or did you just say it out of your mouth and you still carrying it? Or you trusted Him? Did you find the word? Did you go to the word? Don't you know if you find the word of God on the situation, that's it. You got the victory because it's already done. Your job is to stay in that word and then you can rest. Then you can sleep at night. You're not laying there worried, your eyes, oh God, what's going to happen tomorrow? Stay in today. I've rolled my care over on the Lord. And His word says this, His word says that, and I thank Him. You know, Colossians 3:15 Amplified says, and let the peace, meaning the rest, of soul harmony which comes from Christ rule, act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your mind in that peaceful state to which as members of Christ's one body, you were also called to live and be thankful, appreciative, giving praise to God always. Once you speak that word, get in thank you mode. I heard our pastor Dor say that. Stay in thank you mode. That means you're resting. Because no matter how many times the thing comes up, it may look different another time. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you because you said in your word, just give it right back. Because see, His word's not going to return Him void. It's whatever He sent, it's going to accomplish that. Your job is just to keep right on praising. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And then before you know it, it is gone. That situation is gone. God's fixed it. He's provided. Everything that you need is taken care of. That's where He wants you to stay. That's the rest. Stop. He wants you to stop working. He wants you to rest. Saints, let's get in the rest mode. Get in the rest mode. No matter what comes up, Get in that word and rest. Stay there. When the enemy comes up, you're like, guess what? Guess what God's word said? Now, if Jesus got that buddy off of him and he laid him out with the word, we got to do the same thing. Now, if he gonna mess with Jesus, you think he gonna mess with you? Yes, he is. But you've got the word of God. You've got the word of God. He's defeated foe, but you know what? He will try you, let me tell you, because he is trying to deceive you and make you think God's word won't work. But he's a liar, because God's word works all the time. Yeah. And it works every time, no matter what comes up. God's word works. And God is faithful. Do you hear me, saints? God is faithful. He said he would not let us be made ashamed. And you know what? He won't. He won't. When things come up, sometimes we say, oh, God, they said they're going to do this, that, and the other. Mm-mm. Lord, I thank you. You said you will not let me be made ashamed. You said you will not let me be made ashamed, and that's what I'm holding on to, and that's what I'm going to rest in. I was like, Lord, thank you. Yep, you said you're not going to let me be made ashamed. And you know what? I am happy about that. I just start praising God, walking around the house. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But the deadline is this day. If we don't have this by this, we're going to do this, that. Nope. God said he's not going to let me be made ashamed. God said he will supply all that I need, because he is my supply house. Saints, I want you to lock into that today. Learn to rest and stop working. You don't have to work. Rest, because God is working behind the scenes. He wants you to rest and trust him. He don't need your help. All he needs is your trust. And if you stay in the trust mode, you'll stay in the rest mode. I thank God. He is so faithful. God is good, saints. I didn't mean to sound so hard on you, but you know what? God loves us. And with these things going on, we're going to have to wake up and realize, yes, I trust God. I trust God, and stay there. Stay in the rest. Stay in the rest. Stay in the rest. God bless you.
We thank you for joining us for service today. Before we leave, we would like to give you the opportunity to know Jesus. It's as simple as ABC. I accept God and I acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.